Hello and welcome to the first ever AxeBomber.com audio interview. I am Sonny Bone, and I am going to be interviewing Dave Wishnowski of Pro Wrestling X. This interview actually took place on January 27th, 2012. Went to about an hour and 15 minutes or so, but some technical issues caused a little bit of the data to be lost here and there throughout the interview, so it's clipped up a little bit. Sorry for that, but I want to thank you for checking it out, and I want to thank Dave once again for participating. All right, we're here with Dave Wishnowski of Pro Wrestling X. This is the first ever Axe Bomber, I guess, live interview. We've done a text interview with you in the past. This is the first ever audio interview, so say hello to the Axe Bomber readers.
Hello, Axe Bomber readers. Man, thanks a lot for taking the time to do this. I know you're a super busy guy, and there's definitely a lot going on in wrestling games these days, and we've been kind of a story for a long time that might not be too fresh, so I definitely thank you for taking the time to do this.
For those that don't know anything about Pro Wrestling X, go ahead and give a quick explanation of what the project is and where you've come from and where you're going. Just kind of sum it up real quick for us.
Sure. Well, real quick, almost, 10 years ago, when WrestleMania 18 came out for a GameCube, all of us No Mercy nerds were completely pissed off about how crappy that game was. I was complaining about it on GameFAQs one day, and someone said, if you think you can do better, why don't you do it yourself? And me, having absolutely no business experience or game development experience whatsoever, said, yeah, sure, I'll make my own wrestling game. So then I started up this little group called Wrestling Gamers United, and over the years, you know, we've had our ups and downs, but we've raised some money, we've made prototypes, we've gotten fans help to try to make this game, and it's been a long haul running, but we're getting to the finish line now with our first game, Pro Wrestling X Uprising.
All right, so Pro Wrestling X Uprising, for those that may have been following PWX way back, Uprising is not the full idea that Pro Wrestling X was originally supposed to be, correct?
Correct. Hell no. I mean, originally Pro Wrestling X was going to be everything that, you know, the current WWE 12 game is. And we thought, naively so, that how hard could it possibly be to make a game at least as good and as big as No Mercy? Because at the time, No Mercy was a few years old. They were on to the next generation of consoles. And we thought, crap, our very first game can easily have online multiplayer and career mode and a full creative wrestler and everything else. And it should be no problem within about 6 months to spit out a game with as many moves and animations as No Mercy and Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 combined. However, since I have easily had my ass handed to me in terms of the reality of game development, and Pro Wrestling X Uprising is everything Pro Wrestling X was intended to be in terms of core gameplay, which was the idea in the whole first place, was, you know, try to make a game with this certain type of core game mechanics. But it's a smaller game. It's an indie game made by a small indie studio, and, you know, the scope of the game reflects that.
And since you guys have started, the whole indie game scene has pretty much exploded across all platforms, because now we've got smartphones and stuff that really wasn't around back then. And I guess when you first started Pro Wrestling X, you were probably thinking more along the lines of a full-scale, full-price release. But now with Uprising, do you consider it to be more of like a budget type of release, or what is this?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we first started Pro Wrestling X, there was no indie game scene. There was no digital distribution. That's how long we've been trying to do this. When I first put together our first business plan, it was all about, you know, buying shelf space at all the game stores and whatnot and physically, you know, distributing our game. But now, you know, it's worked out in our favor, really. I mean, over the course of events of trying to develop a wrestling game, we've been forced to make a smaller game, and that's not a bad thing anymore, because that's exactly where, you know, the indie game scene is now going. It's going towards smaller experiences, but good, high quality, you know, tight games. But smaller, you know, $10-$20 games now is really widely accepted as perfectly fine. In fact, if anything, the market might have gone a little too far that way, where now maybe gamers aren't expecting to pay more than 99 cents for an indie game, you know? So we'll see how that treats us on our first release, if people think it's worth the money. But yeah, definitely things have changed market-wise since we started.
Yeah, as a potential game developer myself, I'm not too thrilled with the race to the dollar price point that everybody's trying to achieve now. I mean, even something like Action Arcade Wrestling on Xbox Live indie games, which is only $1, you know, I think for the effort put into that game, I think it's at least a $3 game.
Oh, at least. I mean, when you look at the kind of crap you can buy used for $3, it's garbage. I mean, Action Arcade Wrestling, I mean, don't even get me started on how much respect I have for that guy, Dave Horn. He did everything right. He's a smart guy. And, I think he charged 99 cents for his game because he had to. That's easily a $5 game, in my opinion.
Now, you have mentioned recently, this is probably one of the biggest questions that we received from fans, the ever changing Pro Wrestling X release date, and you mentioned a date. I believe it was February 28th.
I sure did.
what does February 28th mean now?
I can't say exactly what February 28th is going to mean, except that February 28th, in one way or another, is going to be the day we put up or shut up. In some respect, I don't mean to talk all cryptically or whatnot, but it's a month away, and a lot can happen in a month. I don't want to overpromise or underpromise either. So just know that the remaining crew are working damn near full time every day to show you guys something on the 28th.
So let's say the 28th rolls around and you release something. What kind of release are you releasing it on your website as a download? Do you have any kind of...
Oh, yeah, definitely. You want to pay attention to our website. That's where you're going to find anything on the 28th. I mean, obviously, we'll be making announcements leading up to the 28th. If you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, it's facebook.com/ProWrestlingX, twitter.com/ProWrestlingX. If you don't feel like going all the way to our website, just hook us up there and follow us, and we'll be keeping you informed as to what's going to be happening on the 28th. Now, that being said, No Mercy 2 is not coming out on February 28th in any shape or form, but I think that the time for us kind of holding our cards close to our chest and being concerned about, how people are going to receive what we've actually been doing is over. I mean, we're tired of not being able to show anybody anything, for various reasons, which were all valid. And I think the gaming community, by and large, especially the guys that have been following us, by and large, they're going to be happy with what we've been doing.
And the whole issue of holding your cards close to your chest is something that has both hurt and helped you, because one of the biggest complaints about Pro Wrestling X has been the fact that it's taken so long to make. But at the same time, when you release this footage that you're making the game, so obviously you know what's wrong, what needs to be fixed. You can see these things, but when you release a pre-beta footage of a game on YouTube or something and somebody casually stumbles upon it, they're not thinking about what needs to be fixed. They're seeing it as a final product. So at on one side, you have people saying Pro Wrestling X is vaporware, it doesn't exist. And on the other side, when you try to prove that the game does exist, you have people saying that, it sucks. It's not good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll try to answer that as succinctly as I can, but two things. Actually, it hasn't taken this long to build Pro Wrestling X. Pro Wrestling X actually has been built to a beta stage going on 5 different times now. And since we started, we've built this game in 5 different game engines, got it to a certain point, and for whatever reason, the universe hates us, we've been cursed, or I've made big, stupid mistakes. We've had to stop and start over at certain points. And we've had those various points where most people would have quit and said, well, we can't finish this game, we got to stop. We didn't do that. We started again, and we kept going and kept going. No matter how many times, we had to frickin' start over. So I guess that's one thing I wanted to make sure I put out there, is that the game you're going to play is not the game that we started building 10 years ago. It's the game we started building 2 years ago. And it's coming along pretty good. In that respect, also, there is no longer, a studio full of, 10 people working full time on this game. We've been smacked across the head pretty hard in the last few years as far as funding. And what we're left with is just the last vestiges of a really, really dedicated crew finishing this game, on their own time. And when I say on their own time, I don't even mean a few hours a week. We've got, for instance, a really awesome programmer working for us who was with us since the beginning. And, he's putting in almost full hours on this thing, getting it done for you guys. So that's the reality of our development. That being said, yeah, we show stuff and some people hate it. Some people are always going to hate what we do, and we're not building the game for those people. They've got their other games that they love, and that's fine. What you generally don't see publicly is how many people actually like and support what we're doing and can look at all this footage and see the little nuggets of, you know, holy crap, I think these guys are actually onto something here, and what I'm seeing is the seeds of something that could be pretty cool in the end. So yeah, we've kind of, our expectations of the feedback we get from showing gameplay footage, no one is going to look at that and go, holy shit, it's a no mercy killer. It's not going to happen from the footage we've shown. Might not even happen, obviously, from the first game we release, but what we're hoping is that the guys who love wrestling games, the guys who want something different or want something that feels a little bit more like the old N64 stuff, they're going to be able to look at our footage, play our game, and think, you know what? I want these guys to keep doing what they're doing. I hope it doesn't end here.
We posted a request for some questions on Axe Bomber for fans to send in some general questions about the game, anything they wanted to ask. The questions are going to be anonymous. I went through the ones we received, and I picked out about five or six of the best questions. Some of these were repeated. I'll start with the questions that were asked the most. The number one asked question is, for the people who pre-ordered the full game way back, where do they stand as far as Uprising is concerned?
Well, obviously those people who have pre-ordered Uprising are going to get Uprising. People who pre-ordered the full game, Uprising was a different thing at the time, and we said, well, you know, you can donate to us or whatever to pre-order Uprising, and you'll get that as well. We're working on something right now to reward those people who've been pre-ordering stuff from the very beginning. As far as where it stands with Uprising and anything else we develop, I think those people who pre-ordered originally are going to be very, very happy. At least as long as they're happy with us, they'll be happy with their pre-order. So that's, again, some announcements that are going to be coming up towards the 28th.
All right, and another question here. How large will the default roster be in Uprising, and what can we expect in terms of diversity as far as high flyers, giants, submission wrestlers, et cetera?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, Uprising is just, you know, like, again, it's a small little indie game, right? The actual roster in Uprising is just eight wrestlers. It's like an arcade kind of old game, right? Eight wrestlers. But the diversity, actually, for eight wrestlers is, I think, pretty decent. We're going to have some high flyer, lightweight guys. You've probably seen some of the footage of the masked, you know, loose style. You've seen our Canadian wrestlers like Dane and whatnot. And then we've got a couple of heavyweight guys as well on the roster. So even for a small roster, it's a pretty decent bit of variety. And, of course, while it's not going to be anywhere deep as Fire Pro, there is going to be actual, you know, some difference to the way those wrestlers are you know, the stats and attributes of them and how their gameplay is affected due to their different size or style of wrestling. So.
And you had mentioned a while back that the – any kind of creator wrestler aspect would not be present in Uprising. Is that still the case?
Yeah. I mean, I won't bet on my daughter's life that there won't be something by the time we release Uprising to give you some tool to play with it. But yeah, I mean, this is a PC game we're releasing, right? And the idea of really putting any of our resources towards building a, you know, specific creator wrestler tool when we should be working on gameplay. Didn't really seem like a bright idea considering, you know, for instance, you know, why work on something like a texture editor or something like that when if you've got Photoshop, you've already got the best creative wrestler texture editor there is, right? So we're going to do our best to give the players the information they need to take all the art content and crap out of Uprising, throw it in the trash, and build their own if they want to. So I think it's actually, in some ways, better than just having a whatever cheesy little creator wrestler tool we could come up with in time.
And that kind of goes into the next question somebody asked. Will there be any kind of official mod support for the game or any official modding tools? And I guess you already answered that.
Yeah, well, the modding tools are something that we're actually going to build ourselves after this first game is released for our own in-house use. And, of course, we want to give the players something like that to play with, too, and when we've got them. But in terms of support, they're definitely going to get support insofar as we'll give them all the information and help they need to tear our game apart and play with it and rebuild it as much as possible. And in terms of hopefully even access to some of the raw data that they can mess around with as well. But, again, we've got to see how we can pack this up and distribute it, and how, what we can leave open without leaving the actual source code to our game open, which would definitely, you know, not be good for business.
Right. Now, when you say you're able to swap textures and assets and stuff, I'm assuming that from what I know about what's going on behind the scenes, it won't be that easy to add or replace animations in the game. Is that true?
Yeah. And that's a long story going back to the dark days of development, where we made some really critical mistakes in the way our character animation was designed. Definitely no fault of the guys working on the game except for me. Got some bad information on how to set it up, and it's impacted the animation design of the game ever since. In fact, for about an entire year, a few years ago, we did nothing but tear apart the characters and the animations and fix them so that we could finish a game that would work. So unfortunately, access to our animations, not likely. But please let everyone know that one of the things I ultimately want to have people be able to do with any Pro Wrestling X game coming down the road is obviously make and add your own animations to the game. But I think even Dave Horn mentioned this, somebody else mentioned it on a Facebook post or something. Adding animations to a wrestling game isn't as simple as just animating something and dumping that file into a game. There's so much more going on with animations in the code of the game that it doesn't make it too simple for modders. I mean, an animation is more than just visual. It's, you got to have a whole bunch of other data in there in terms of different triggers for audio and the damage that the move does and all this different stuff. So, long answer short, or short answer long, I'm not sure. But, yeah, no animations in the first one.
All right, and another question from a fan. How exactly does the current finisher system work in Uprising?
Oh, man, this is one thing I like. I'm the biggest Aki fan nerd on the planet, but the one thing I think they did that I don't like is their special and finisher system. I think it kind of broke what was a pretty good game up until that point. And in our game, you've got, you know, your different tiers of moves. You got your weak, your medium, your strong, and then what we're calling specials or finishing moves that you can pull off. But it works more like Fire Pro in that you can attempt those moves at any time, and you'll always have at least a 1% chance of pulling one off. But that percentage rate increases the farther along you get in a match against your opponent and how more worn down he is. So you can't taunt and spam finishers and all that kind of stuff that you could like in the Aki games. It's going to be a lot more like Fire Pro in that respect.
Beautiful answer.
Oh, good. That's one.
Yeah, I mean, that is, I love the Aki games as well. I have obviously played them for a long time, but what always happens is any multiplayer match on any of those games, it always comes down to racing for the finishing move. And if you're playing some jerk who just wants to run away from your special, it ruins, like you said, it ruins what was originally a great match up to that point.
Yeah, exactly. So that's definitely one of the points I conceded. I mean, it's felt sacrilegious designing this game going, there's something Aki does that sucks. But, I thought the Fire Pro way of handling it was always, you know, one of the best ways to handle it.
Now, another question about the gameplay mechanics in I guess Uprising or PWX in general. Somebody asked, they stated and then asked, after nearly breaking the shoulder buttons on my controller playing WW12, I'd like to learn more about the reversal system in your game.
Short and simple and sweet. We didn't have enough time to implement, you know, a very deep reversal system that I wanted. We originally designed the game, this actually is another reason why animations got kind of screwed up, is I originally had animators animate moves and break them up at any point where you should be able to reverse them. So something as simple as like a drop suplex or something, you know, where in most games it would be a single animation, you know, you grab the guy and you suplex him to the ground, but we actually broke our animations up in chunks so that, you know, at every point where you grab him, where you set him up, where you lift him up, there's a point for a reversal. Great idea, except that it expanded the actual amount of money I had to spend on animations by at least tenfold, and money wasn't unlimited. So I never got to actually finish that whole idea. So right now, the reversal system is really straightforward. You go and you grapple or you strike. You have an opportunity to hit either, you know, one button for reversing a strike or blocking, and another button for blocking or reversing a grapple attempt. It works, I guess, like the Aki system in that respect. But then at that point, that doesn't guarantee you a reversal. So you're not going to get stuck with these endless reversal fests. All it does is say you're trying to reverse, then the game itself will look and, you know, roll the dice and decide for you if that reversal is going to happen.
Well, that's interesting. So it's like a mix of auto and timed reversals.
Yeah, you know, you have to tell the game you're trying to reverse, and you have to succeed by pressing the button in that window. But there's no guaranteed reversal, because I think that just ends up kind of getting goofy.
Right. So I guess that means that at some point you would be able to, if you were just playing against a dummy character, you could do endless moves to test out stuff without them auto-reversing anything.
Yeah, you could.
If Uprising is successful, will a Mac or Steam version be on the horizon?
That's a really good question. You know, we're actually testing the game right now, running on virtual machines in Mac, but a Mac-specific version, not necessarily. Our target is actually Steam. I would love to get this game on Steam, so much so that I'm thinking of actually putting up a sign in my office that says no sleep until Steam. I think that's where this game needs to be successful. And if Uprising is successful, there might be a chance of doing that, of course. And we'd love to get on Mac, of course. It's just a matter of, you know, is it feasible? And you're right, it takes money, it takes success of this game, and if that happens, yeah, I'd love to see Pro Wrestling X on both platforms for sure.
Now, I have a question. It's kind of a more of a personal question, but I was just wondering what it's like on the day-to-day life of Dave Wishnowski and Pro Wrestling X. When you wake up, do you actually go to a physical office?
I used to back in the days in Vancouver, but in the last 3 years, I've been working out of the home office because we actually closed down the physical location in Vancouver when the first big round of funding ran out. So what I've been doing now is I work out of my home office, and everybody else on the project contracts and works out of their home offices as well. And again, you know, 5 years ago, that might have seemed like a bad thing, but these days, the way the business is running, all these indie studios are going towards what they call, you know, virtual companies where people are doing this. So I don't feel like too big of a loser going from a physical studio to this situation. And generally, yeah, every day, wake up, get my daughter ready for school, and then I'm down here calling my programmer first thing. He's over on the East Coast. And then I'll usually check in with Eric, who takes care of our web stuff and is doing a lot of that guerrilla marketing kind of strategizing for us. And we knock out, you know, what needs to be done today. Let's look at the latest build of the game. Let's take a look at what doesn't work and what's broken. Let's cry for about 20 minutes together and go, what the fuck happened to the last build? And then we'll go back over it. And we'll hit the ground, and we'll start fixing stuff line by line, piece by piece, animation by animation. Lately, however, it's gotten a lot more fun since the art content is all taken care of, and we're dealing with the fun stuff, you know. We're dealing with the actual, you know, making the game more fun and tweaking the stats and attributes of wrestlers and you know, tweaking the way some moves are playing, what speed they're playing at, and stuff like that. So it's a lot more fun that way. And, yeah, I'm putting in an 8-hour day. Our programmer is insane. He's like Animal from the Muppets, you know, drums and, you know, computer programming is like his drums, man. And he's going hardcore, and he wants to prove to the world that, you know, we can get this damn thing done, and it's going to be cool. And then and Eric, our web guy, he's available every day as well, and oftentimes we're working on stuff and chatting about how the hell we're going to sell this thing in the end and once it's done, you know, just the logistics of it, and also, you know, how we're going to, you know, not to be too much of marketing nerd speak, but one of the things we've been dealing with a lot is, you know, how we're going to, quote, like, position Pro Wrestling X Uprising, because as you said, we initially started out to make at least No Mercy 2, and now here we are going, here's our neat little indie wrestling game, not quite as big as No Mercy 2, right? So we want to make sure that the fans who supported us know exactly what we're trying to get done, and so there's no misunderstandings that when people play our game, it's exactly what they expect to be delivered. So that's the day-to-day stuff.
And so So it's just you and Eric and the programmer. So you don't have an artist on staff at all?
No, we don't need one right now because anything that, you know, we had all the art necessary to make this game was done like, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. It was finished. So we didn't need an artist to create any more stuff. Any of the work that needed to be done with art, and there was a lot of work to be done with art, it was all technical. And the programmer took care of that. So he's been kind of our technical artist as well. Like, for instance, we had animations done, hundreds, like boatloads of animations. The problem was there was a problem with the way the animations were rigged, the skeleton that was used. So we didn't need an artist to go through and redo the animations. We needed someone technical to go in and tweak the actual rig itself, right? So that's what he had to do. We do have, though, artists waiting to help us out. For instance, you know, Jesse Justice, an awesome, awesome artist, recently redid all the character menu items for us. So we got some really nice hand-drawn menu icons, which really reminds me of the old freaking wrestling games I loved.
Yeah.
And then we've got another technical artist, too, that we refer to sometimes. She actually helped us with our very original character model of Tirador and rigging it. And she's on call to help us when we can't handle something. And so far, she's been able to take a look at things a few times and tell us what needs to be fixed. So we've got everyone we need either working every day or on call to help us.
Does that mean that all of the in-game art, like the menus and the backgrounds and all that stuff, is done?
It's done. However, we're not adverse to, changing a few things. It's crunch time for us. This is probably the biggest crunch we've been in since we had to deliver our first final milestone to one of our investors a few years back. So stuff is changing on almost a daily basis. And, you know, if someone realizes they've got time to redo a couple of buttons in the menu, they're taking advantage of it.
Speaking of buttons, did you design the control scheme around a specific controller?
Yeah, the Xbox 360 controller was the one I designed it around. I mean, originally our big plan was, ooh, let's do this game and it'll be nothing to port it over to Xbox Live Arcade or something. Well, there's a whole boatload of reasons why that isn't feasible or as easy as you might think. But the Xbox 360 controller just seemed like the most, you know, ubiquitous one to kind of design for, because odds are if you did have a controller for your computer, it most likely would be the Xbox One. And you know, we didn't design it to take full advantage of the controller. It's still, you know, you can still play it on, you know, generic controllers. We've tested on it and it works, but I've got two of them hooked up right now to my computer, so that's the one we designed for.
So you can, I take that you can change the button layout, controls, and everything?
Not yet. I'm hoping so before Uprising is released, but right now we've got everything mapped to where we want it to go. But everything's logical and makes sense. 90% of gamers are going to want everything where we put it anyway. So maybe I'm being presumptuous there, but I think so.
Would you feel comfortable explaining real quick the button layout that you guys have set up?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, if you're looking at a 360 controller, the left analog moves your character. You've got the A button generally for strikes, the B button generally for grappling or grabbing your opponent. If you tap A, it's usually a weak strike. Hold A, strong strike. Same with B. If you tap it, you try to initiate a weak grapple. And if you hold the B button, you'll try to do a strong grapple to your opponent. And that's, you know, whether you're standing next to him or he's on the apron or he's in the turnbuckle, you generally always have those weak, strong kind of options available to you. And then you've got your Y button for run, climbing in and out of the ring, jumping up on the turnbuckle. You've got left shoulder for blocking strikes, right shoulder for blocking grapples, and then the right analog stick, flick that in any direction for a taunt. And there are a few special cases where you can do stuff like if you press A plus B while in a strong grapple, you'll generally go for your strongest move in that slot, whatever you want to put there. And essentially works like that.
So the X button isn't used?
Not yet, although we're having a bitch of a time with something. We might have to actually throw it in there. But, yeah, for now, you don't really need it except to, pick up a weapon. Other than that, she doesn't get the X button doesn't really get a big workout.
So which button do you use for the grapple transitions?
You would use the left shoulder button.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there, well, yeah, that's very familiar.
Is it? I think I stole that from Giant Graham 2000.
Yeah, oh, speaking of Giant Graham, do you still have the side grapple?
Yeah, yeah, we've got a side grapple with a one move. So that was a good, I'm thinking, how much did it cost me to animate that, to get the programmer to get it working, and then we only have one move animated. Like, shit, that's probably a $2,000 frickin' feature, the side grapple right now. Oh, I hope people like it. But in the future, we'll try to add some more moves to that slot.
Oh, yeah, you got a slot, so you can expand on it. Now, yeah. Now, can you Irish whip, hammer throw from any of these grapple positions, or just from front grapple?
Just from front, and might as well totally tell the truth here. The animation for Irish whipping doesn't look good unless you're really Irish whipping them in the direction you're facing. So I don't think we're going to let you Irish whip behind you, or not behind you, in front. Well, you know what I mean, right? In the opposite direction you're facing.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to have to line up your Irish whips in general when you're in the grapple before you whip them for it to look halfway decent.
So when you grapple someone, do you have control to position yourself?
Not yet. We took that out because it was causing some bugs. So we got to throw it back in before we release.
Okay. Now, I was reading recently that you were having some problems with the back grapples in the turnbuckle.
Yeah.
Or what's the status on that?
Fixed. Hallelujah. Fixed.
It's good.
Like, yeah, it's nice to say things are fixed. Well, you know what? We over-designed. Yeah, I shouldn't say over-designed because it makes it sound like a mistake, but we really tried to give as many options as possible for – you know, in every position possible. So when you Irish whip your guy into the turnbuckle, generally most games, that's just a hard-coded thing. Your character's wrestling for the turnbuckle. If he gets to that point, boom, play this animation, he's in the turnbuckle. But we were checking for collision on the ropes and different things as well, right? So it just made it a lot more buggy because of all the things we were trying to incorporate so it would work really tight. So, but we fixed it. We fixed it. We found the problem eventually, and now you got a couple back grapple moves, which I'm glad because we had a super German suplex from that move I didn't want to have to cut, so it's nice to see it.
Speaking of moves and move positions, do you have a number to give us as far as how many different positions you have?
Yeah, it's a small number. We didn't get to use all the animations that we actually got done. There was a few that were irreparably broken, but for the most part, you know, you've got your front weak grapple position, and from that, you've got five moves available to you. You know, you press different buttons, A or B or A plus B, tap or hold or whatever while you're in a grapple to access the different move slots. And then you've got the same amount of moves again from the strong grapple plus your finisher, if you want to call it that. When you go into the back grapples, there are – oh, man. I think you might have just stumped me here. If I'm correct, there are – two weak back grapple slots, three strong back grapple slots. There's one side grapple slot, which is awesome. From the turnbuckle, Irish whip the guy into the turnbuckle, and you've got, I believe, you've got four weak grapples from the front, two from the strong, and then from the back, you've got one weak, one strong. And it's just simply a matter of we didn't have enough resources to animate enough moves to really make it worthwhile. If I gave everybody 16 move slots in every position, which technically we could do right now, everybody would have almost identical move sets, and what's the point of that, right? So yeah. We did what we could. You know, you can grapple from the apron to the ringside, from the ringside to the grapple, and there's different moves there, you know, and so there's a decent amount of variety because naively or not, we were shooting for a freaking No Mercy 2 when we designed the game, so we wanted our game to be able to do everything, you know, that game could do. So for better or for worse, at least we got a lot of those different positions functioning.
And what kind of defensive options does a player have as far as, instead of just blocking and reversing, any kind of, like the delayed rising animations from No Mercy and stuff like that?
No delayed rising. I mean, we did experiment with some animations from that position, but we never implemented it. So, I mean, it could be something we add shortly down the road because we have the content to add that, but we never did implement it on the coding side of things.
I think that's another one of those things that, kind of like the spirit system, that tended to get overused in multiplayer matches with repeated low blows.
Well, yeah, right, because you had, you know, the guy was either going to attack or taunt. You know, you had a 50-50 chance. So you're kind of playing rock, paper at that point instead of rock, paper, scissors. But yeah, I found, too, that was always a contentious point in the match when the guy's freaking holding his ducking position. And you're like, ah, shit, run away or try to hit him, you know?
Right. So you've got taunts in the game, but you don't have a spirit system. What the taunts, just an animation, or does it actually cause anything to happen?
Yeah, initially the taunts were just for looks. And again, I was like, well, why do we have this in here if it doesn't do anything to gameplay, right? Granted, you can't really have a wrestling game without taunts, but let's make it do something. So right now the design calls for, you know, taunting will generally restore, you know, 5 points to your overall, you know, well-being, but you can't spam it like No Mercy. Your taunt will only affect anything once. I think it's every 10 seconds. So you can't just taunt and, you know, regain all your health or whatever quickly. It only works once. So you can do it. It affects the game in some way, but if you want to spam it, then it's just for looks.
So if you had to guess, including strikes and running animations and taunts, grapple moves, how many moves do you think are going to be available in your first release?
You know, I haven't counted them up lately. Let's see, all moves so far. I'm just opening up the document right now in front of me. You know, we're looking at hundreds, not thousands, but I think there's a few hundred moves here. You know, strikes and submissions and grapples and flying moves and all that fun stuff. I would say I'm happy about the move set for Uprising. I wouldn't be happy if this was my move set for, you know, a $50 game at all. So I want more content in this game. So I think if Uprising is in any way successful, one of the first pools of money is put aside to an animator to start beefing up the content. I will say, too, there is enough content so at least the different wrestlers act like it. You know what I mean? We've got heavyweight moves for the heavyweights. We've got lightweight moves for the lightweights. You know what I mean? So I'm happy in that way. There's enough moves so that, you know, our lightweight wrestlers aren't forced to do freaking, you know, Death Valley drivers. Well, then again, that could be like, well, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had mentioned submission moves, and that reminded me of your recent newsletter talking about limb targeting. Could you expand on the limb targeting idea for me?
Well, yeah, what we realized when we were going through assigning all the damage and limb damage to different moves, it was like, okay, we've got submissions. Obviously, you can target any body part with the submissions. We've got leg submissions, arm submissions, of course, you know, head submissions even. But most of the attacks that you can do, strikes and grapple moves, very few of those moves attack anything but the torso or head. So we're thinking, well, shit, the only way to wear down a guy enough for a submission generally is to keep doing a submission. So that's kind of something I wish had been better for the first game. But at least we've identified it. Now we know that when it comes time to do more moves, we can make a smart decision to make sure we pick some moves that do some limb targeting.
Here's an important question. Who has played Pro Wrestling X besides yourself?
Who has played it besides myself? Well, obviously my programmer, Eric, our current awesome web nerd. Obviously all the guys who've worked on it. As far as who's played it from the outside, you know, we've demoed it for a few different potential, you know, publishing partners who've laid their hands on the controller. We had a couple guys. When we were in Vancouver, we made, you know, no bones about where our studio was. If you could find it, come see us. So we had a couple fans drop in and take a look at what we're doing and meet the crew and see how things are going out. But yeah, for the most part, I've been pretty protective of our little baby and haven't sent it out to too many other people.
Have you played it with more than one person? Like, is multiplayer functional right now?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Is it fun?
Not fun enough. That's why this is crunch time. I mean, I know I'm supposed to be, you know, completely hyping and pimping this game, but I mean, we're all gamers and we can't fool each other, right? I know a fun game from not a fun game, and this game could be more fun. So that's what we're focusing on right now. It works. It's totally fine. It's definitely way past anything Acclaim would have ever shipped, but it needs to be funner if the whole concept of why we started building this game is going to fly.
Gotcha. Now, when you say it needs to be more fun, If you only had enough time and for the rest of your life to maybe add three things to what you have right now, what would the three most important things be that you have to get done?
More transition animations. There's stuff you can't do because we didn't animate the right transitions, which really affects the flow of a match, right? For instance, if a guy's in a turnbuckle, you can't knock him to his hands and knees and then have him get up from his hands and knees and flip around a turnbuckle. There's just things we didn't account for that way. So I'd say a lot more animation just doing basic moves to all the different positions you can be in during a wrestling match. I would do that for sure. I would go harder on submissions. I want way more submissions from way more positions, but those animations are expensive because you have to, you're animating two characters for an initiate, for a loop, for a break, for a tap out, and for a reversal. I mean, every submission you have in a wrestling game, if you're paying for that animation, is going to cost you 10 to 20 times as much as you'll pay for a strike or even a basic grapple. So I wish I had more of those. And let's see, one more thing. You know what? I'm pretty happy with what we got. I don't think I could pick one more thing.
Sounds good to me. Now, you mentioned tap outs. Do you actually have tap out animations?
Yeah. For almost every animation where you can physically tap out, we've got tap out animations.
You have submissions while they're on the ground, but do you have like standing submissions, like a sleeper hold from behind and stuff like that?
None that work. We did some chicken headlocks. We did some guillotine chokes and that. Those aren't making the game, though. So the ground submissions, though, as far as your standard stuff, single leg crabs, sharpshooters, and stuff like that, we've got some tap out animations for. It's a nice touch, isn't it? I miss that in a lot of games.
Yeah, that's something that I remember. I hate Lex Luger, the wrestler, but I remember playing Revenge. I would play it just to see the torture rack tab out animation.
Yeah, it's a nice touch, man.
Now, if you guys are releasing something, digital distribution, obviously. Have you thought about, is it going to be DRM-free? Have you thought about piracy, or how are you tackling that?
No, you know what? We can't afford to. We need this game into every wrestling gamer's hand. I hope everyone who has it pays for it. But, I mean, there's not going to be DRM. It's going to be, pay for the game, put it on every computer you own, pay for it once. We just want every wrestling gamer to get their hands on it and tell us what they think and hopefully like it enough to hopefully buy the next one, The actual market, and I did all the nerd research on this, the amount of wrestling gamers out there that will, buy a good wrestling game is massive. You don't need to be stingy with piracy protection that's going to piss off the people you're trying to like your game, So, no, we're going to go the tried and true indie route that a lot of guys are doing these days, and we're just releasing it out into the wild and hope that enough people are paying for it to, make the next step in the franchise feasible. It's all about the experience, right? And when the pirates are having a better experience with your game than your paying customers, you won't have paying customers, right? So, gosh, I mean, you could even argue why even charge anything. Just release it for free. And I'm not saying that's the way it's going to go, but, why not?
Do you have a planned price point?
Yeah, well, I mean, we originally set pre-orders for Uprising for $10.99, and that was a discount. The full price of the game was going to be $14.99, and that's still the plan going forward. But, of course, like I say, the market has dictated that indie games are rarely worth more than 99 cents. So our job over the next, little while is to make sure that what we give our customers is worth what they pay for it, at least compared to, a full-price wrestling game.
What actually are you trying to get accomplished over the next month? What are you trying to work on the most? You said you're in crunch time. What are you just fixing bugs now?
Yeah, our philosophy, and I stole this philosophy from someone, and I apologize for not knowing who it is, but the three phases of this game development is 1, make it work, 2, make it work well, and 3, make it pretty. If we made any mistake, arguably, it's that we worried too much about make it pretty before even make it work was happening. So we've got make it work. It's pretty enough, and now we are crunching on make it work well because we want it to be a game and not just a shiny tech demo.
PWX, you guys built the engine from scratch, right?
Yeah, recently. I mean, since we started, we've been through 4 different engines. We started with, engines back in the day, Reality Factory, Cypher. We've been through building this game on Unreal, on Torque. And then there was an engine that we licensed a little private deal that ended up being one of the worst mistakes we ever made. And then again on a different engine. And then, long story short, yes, we've been building our own engine for the last few years from scratch because we actually have an engine programmer on the crew now. And it's been the smartest thing we've ever done. This engine runs on PC, runs on Xbox. It's a good investment.
So you have, Microsoft is going to be announcing a new console within the next year and a half to 2 years. I imagine it's going to have the same basic architecture. So if you guys stick with this engine, do you think you'll be able to have an easier time to port PWX to other consoles or what other platforms are there 5 years from now? You never know.
Yeah, right now our blinders are on and we're focused on the PC market, on the PC gamers, and on PC wrestling. It's the smartest and best place for us to be. And focusing on one platform when we're such a small little indie crew is really the only choice, the smartest choice to make. I mean, the fact that we have the option of doing something on the Xbox, the indie game channel or something is cool. But right now, that's not our space. I mean, if we were to take our time doing that, we don't have two teams we can split up. That would take time away from the main Pro Wrestling X on PC. And really, there's no need. I mean, Dave Horn and the Action Arcade Wrestling stuff, that's going to be his space, and he's doing well on it. So I don't know that they need another wrestling game there now. But, we'll see how it goes.
So here's a question I have. What have you learned while making Pro Wrestling X? And I don't mean that as far as life lessons. I'm actually talking technical skills that you didn't have 10 years ago that you have now.
Technical design is something I've absolutely learned. I've learned how much detail you need to go into when making decisions and planning a wrestling game, especially when you're not going to be the one doing the work. I mean, I'm not an animator. I'm not a programmer. I need to communicate my design to those people with those talents who can do that job. And I've learned that assumptions are the worst thing that you can have in a design and will absolutely derail it. I mean, for a good example, when we first did the prototype, the animator was giving a list of all the walking animations to do, right? It was going to take him about a week because he had so much to do. And he said, which way should the character face when I export these? And we said, well, make it face forward. He's like, okay, no problem. Week later, we get the animations. They're all backwards because his definition of forward was not the definition of the programmer's forward, right? So when you design a wrestling game, everything needs to be spelled out. Forward is facing this axis in this direction, And, I could go on and on about how much detail you need, but if I learned anything, it's a great deal of respect for every wrestling game developer that came before us, because the amount of work that goes into making a game as deep as a wrestling game, it's mind-boggling. It's easily the biggest, most complex task I've undertaken in my life.
And recently, you've actually had to go in and fix up some animations.
Yeah, I mean, just on a very high level, but I mean, I've had to go in and adjust the frame start and end position of different animations and fix which animation they float into next and whatnot. So I really got to take a look at how my design was implemented by the artists that came before us and did all this stuff. And for the most part, they did an absolutely stunning job considering the crappy design that I gave them, so I'm pretty happy that we got some usable art out of it.
And you mentioned earlier that the people that are the most vocal are usually the most negative, and they're not necessarily the people that you're making the game for.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, if you hate us and you think we're dicks, then see ya. I mean, I don't need to sell you a wrestling game. Please don't buy my wrestling game. I get tons of email, and it's almost overwhelmingly positive. I'm not talking like, loyal sheep following Pro Wrestling X and we can do no wrong. I'm talking about, smart, well-adjusted wrestling fans who say, keep going, man. It's going to be hard, and it's, your first game ain't going to be perfect, but, we're cheering you on, we're waiting, and we'll support you. Whereas most of the time when you find those lovely, lovely so-called fans who are on forums laughing at your misfortune, yeah, don't eat them. See ya. Oh, man. I have so much respect. I mean, and I was one of those guys I just talked shit about. I mean, I was doing the same thing to Yuke's. And now that I know what Yuke's had to deal with when they took on, you know, the wrestling games on GameCube and whatnot, WrestleMania 18 is the best wrestling game they could have made given the time and money they had to make it. And because it was on a new console. So, yeah, I kind of got to eat some crow saying that, but there are very few wrestling developers that I do not have, you know, a great deal more respect for now going into it. So, yeah, I'm the happy wrestling game nerd now, and not the angry wrestling game nerd.
So when you go to a random forum and you see a Pro Wrestling X thread and there's people just talking trash about the game, does it affect you at all?
Nah, it used to. It used to because I didn't understand, you know, when we first started, just the idea of it. And before we even got a prototype, there was people hating on us for trying, and that I didn't get. I was like, wait a minute, you're a wrestling gamer, you like wrestling games, and you think I'm an asshole? Like, I don't get that. So, yeah, I thought about it a lot back then, and I was like, well, why are we doing this? But then it became really quite clear that that really is a minority. Vast majority of guys want to see us succeed, and they tell us so. Maybe not publicly in forums all the time, but to our face where it counts, you know? And those are the guys that are ordering all the pre-orders and all the shirts and everything we've done to try to drum up support for the project. So now I can go to any forum. I can see the most vile Pro Wrestling X hatred. And for the most part, I can go, yep, you guys are right. It's taken this long, and that sucks. And a lot of times, they're funny. I get that. And boy, believe me, I know in the early days, I made some really stupid comments that I deserve to pay for. It doesn't bother me now. It doesn't bother me at all.
The number one complaint is that it's taken this long. And they keep saying that it's the Duke Nukem Forever of wrestling games and that it's never coming out and that it's vaporware and blah, 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 and all this stuff. But then I'll read a comment where somebody says, this game has taken too long to come out. It doesn't matter when it comes out. I still won't get it because it's taken so long to come out. And to me, that doesn't make sense because if you were interested at one point, then you should still be interested in the future.
Yeah, well, I'm on the same page as you. It doesn't make sense. I could see where people go, I give up. When it comes out, maybe I'll look at it again. Sure, that's fine. It was a lot more fun to pay attention to this project when we were, you know, raising money and opening studios and starting new games. That was a fun period. But you know what? When the money ran out, when the crew started abandoning ship, it was not a fun period. And that was a great time for fans to go, not so much a Pro Wrestling X fan anymore. But, you know, there was enough people who gave a shit, who still care, who hang out, and that's why this game is going to get done. And I fully believe that the people who did, you know, stop paying attention through no fault of their own, they'll come back when there's a game worth talking about.
So how does it feel being this close to releasing something?
I can't even begin to explain how nice it is to want to get up in the morning and get to work, you know, now that we're doing the fun stuff and it's coming together and I can see the finish line. I mean, granted, there's been times in the past where I've said the same thing. Holy crap, we're almost done. It feels so good. And then we've gotten smacked with a freaking roadblock. Knock on wood, there hasn't been any roadblocks for a long time now. I think we're honestly full steam ahead towards the end. And I couldn't even begin to put into words what it's going to feel like to release that game. It's going to be on one hand, you know, the end of an era, of a very long road, but what makes it so effing exciting is that Uprising's release date is going to be the first day of the design for the next one. God, that's just stoking me. Because at this point, once Pro Wrestling X Uprising comes out, you could probably count on one hand how many indie developers will know how to make a wrestling game. We can count ourselves among those. And to be able to go forward with all the knowledge we've gained in the last 10 years, that's exciting crap. That's more exciting than the first time we started, for sure.
So do you think this is something that is now a career for you and after Uprising, is your life still going to be about Pro Wrestling X?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like I'm a sucker for punishment and just, you know, can't stop banging my head against the wall. But I love doing this. Even when it's hard, I love it. You know, like, there have been times There have been times when crew have literally been dry heaving because we were so scared for one reason or another. And I've definitely felt that way. But even in those times, the idea that we should quit or stop wasn't an option. You finish what you start. And when I started Pro Wrestling X, I didn't say I was going to finish Uprising and that was the end. I said, we are going to get a full game out there with a creative wrestler, story mode, career mode. That's still the game I haven't delivered with Uprising, and that's still the one I have to deliver. And I couldn't be happier to have to be held to that promise.
When Uprising is finally released, do you have any plans for a demo or a preview build or a beta or anything?
Oh, yeah. There'll be a totally playable free demo of the game. Absolutely. Two characters in the ring. Oh, you know, you have to at this point. I mean, I wouldn't feel too good about selling the game to people sight unseen, you know. So by all means, download it. Take it for a spin. Again, you know, it is our own engine. There might be some bug hunting to do, even in terms of system specs and whatnot. So I want people to take this free demo and let us know how it works for them, you know. And just because it's a free demo doesn't mean we don't want to get feedback from people on gameplay mechanics and whatnot, too. Even if you don't buy Uprising, take the demo, play the snot out of it. Send me an angry email about all the things you effing hate about the game so we know what's broken for you. It doesn't matter if you paid us or not. We still want to know what you think about it.
Well, I think that's all I got written down. So unless there's something else you want to touch on, we can wrap it up. You said you'd give me about an hour, and it's been about an hour, so.
Oh, cool. I mean, I'm still cool, but if you're done, that's cool, too. I just wanted to thank you again for taking the time to do the interview. It's really nice to be able to talk to someone who understands from at least a development point of view, too, kind of like what we're going through. And it's been fun answering the questions, and I hope people, you know, someone listens to it. It's all good. And I just want to make sure everyone knows that, you know, we still – love what we're doing. We still love the idea of Pro Wrestling X. Uprising is the beginning of it, not the end. And, you know, it's just made everyone involved, I think, you know, better at what they do and happy to be involved, you know, with rare exception, I am thrilled with all the people who've come together during the history of getting this game done.
And I think despite what a lot of people say, I think the original excitement for Pro Wrestling X, the time period as far as being dissatisfied with wrestling games, it is true that at the time we had Fire Pro and KOC and stuff like that, but now we're even worse off because Spike is nowhere to be found except for making social network games and that Avatar abortion.
Yeah,
and
the
Square Enix
away,
has no plans. Yeah, they have no plans for All-Star Pro Wrestling. So the AAA game came out. It was horrible. TNA, the game came out. It was horrible. And now THQ might be going under. Nobody knows what's going to happen there. So
yeah.
I think that the wrestling fans are still out there. They're just so oppressed, I guess, after all this time.
But
I think once this whole indie thing starts to kick up and Uprising is out and you guys can work on the next game and people start to realize that there are people out there that actually give a shit about wrestling games. They just don't necessarily have the millions and millions of dollars that companies like THQ and Acclaim did to piss away. I think that they'll eventually come around and realize that, kind of like I did, where I always knew I wanted to make games for a living ever since I was a kid, but I eventually got the bug of making wrestling games, and now we're seeing more guys jump on that bandwagon, and I hope in the next 5 to 10 years that the same things that inspired you to make Pro Wrestling X will have inspired a bunch of other people to get together and do something great. And I think we've suffered through enough shit. I think we deserve it.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the time has never been better for an indie developer, really. The amount of platforms we have available to us now and, like, tools we have available to us now to do what we want relatively easier than it was 10 years ago when we started, you know? And I think that, you know, wrestling gamers get used to the idea of supporting these small indie games like we're doing. I think that they could see the small indie companies making not so small games down the road in the future. Because even when you look at the small game, look at Action Arcade Wrestling, okay? For what it is, it's a great little game. And arguably, he could take that and making it into something, you know, that would compete with, you know, some bigger titles, because he knows how to do it now. And we're at the same point now, releasing our first game, where, yeah, it's going to be a small little indie wrestling game, but what is so freaking exciting about it? And I actually had someone jump up at a meeting when I presented what we had a while back, get excited because he actually looked and watched us play and how the game moves and plays and grapples and blocks and kicks. And he stood up in front of a whole bunch of investors and said, "I am the biggest wrestling game nerd. I love my Japanese virtual pro wrestling too. And these guys get it." He said, "These guys get it." And I was like, shit. Oh my God. One guy gets it. This is our target audience right here. And if there's just enough of those guys that get it and want to see us make it bigger, then, who knows where the indie developers of today might be the mainstream developers of 10 years from now, making the big, bad, ultimate so-called wrestling games that all these wrestling gamers have been crying for. And the thing is, too, so far in the indie game scene, if you look at who's active right now between us, you got Dave Horn with Action Arcade Wrestling, Matt Dickey, I don't care what he says, he can't stay away from the wrestling game spotlight, he will make more. And even, you know, a little birdie told me there might be some, like, you know, really hardcore import kind of gamers toying with kind of doing a project. And I think between us all, everybody loves different kinds of wrestling games and are making the games they want to play because those games don't exist for them necessarily anymore. And I think that is just the most powerful motivation and exciting thing about this scene, is all these indie developers just passionately in love with a certain style of wrestling game that they want to play, and they're committed to making that experience for other people like them. I mean, God, it's exciting to think that in however many years, there could be 4 or 5 wrestling games that people are more interested in than whatever WWE is offering that year.
So I know you don't necessarily have a strong technical background as far as game development, but it's like you that doesn't necessarily have the technical background, but they just want to make games. More specifically, they want to make a wrestling game. What would you tell them?
Well, I would say, you know, find someone with the technical expertise to help you realize your design, right? I mean, the number one mistake we made just as far as development went is that we got ahead of ourselves in terms of the content. We were making animations and textures and levels pretty for a game where you couldn't even have a match yet, where you couldn't even punch a guy and have him fall down. If you're trying to make a wrestling game, then find someone who knows programming, even scripting, even just enough to, like, you know, play with, like, Flash, you know, or some of the engines that are freely available, like Unity or whatnot, and just literally get 2 characters on screen. Don't worry about making them look like wrestlers. Make 2 ogres or whatever you can freely download for content, and make those guys punch and grapple each other and throw each other around. Then make them interact with, you know, walls, like a ring, you know, make them do everything you need to do in a wrestling game. And until you can actually get all those mechanics working, don't invest a dime in art on anything, and then go forward from there. Get stuff working before you make it pretty, number one. Oh yeah, another piece of advice. The programmer needs to design the game, not the artists. I love artists. They make everything pretty. But if they don't know how something is supposed to be done technically for a game engine, and every game engine has different requirements, then you're going to end up like me, sitting in front of a computer for a year, changing all your art to fit an engine it wasn't designed for. So, engine first, art later. God damn it, we're doing our best, man. We're doing our best. And trust me, I've got a very kind and understanding and supportive, but quickly losing her patient's wife, who also wants to see this goddamn thing done too. So if nothing else, I've got that to motivate me.
So I guess the PWX followers have some thanks to throw her way, don't they? Because she's...
Yeah, there's been times, I can honestly say, you know what, we talk a lot about the crew, we talk a lot about, it's obvious, the guys who are making the game. I mean, we hear from, you know, Eric, who's doing the website stuff, and you hear about the programmers and artists, and of course you hear from me all the time, but Pro Wrestling X, honestly, would never, ever get done and wouldn't have gotten this far if it weren't for people that you've never even heard of. Like, yeah, my wife. At one point, I was rejected by an investor halfway through the game who said, we're shutting this project down. See you later. And I accepted that. And I walked out, and I called my wife from the SkyTrain platform. And I said, I'm sorry, honey. It's been a fun run for 5 years, but I fucked up, and I think we're done. And she told me, you know, don't you dare come home until you go march back in there and you tell them what's what. And, okay, nothing to lose. And I did what my wife said. I marched back in there, sat back down with them, and lo and behold, changed her mind. And the project was on the go again. Wasn't for my wife turning me around that one day, wouldn't be talking to you now. And on the same token, our lawyer. You never heard about our lawyer. But Jesus, as he fought some battles for us with bad deals and whatnot, wasn't for him, I would have been, you know, freaking bankrupt years ago on this thing. And speaking of bankrupt, our accountant, shit, our accountant has done more for us to help the funding keep flowing by filling out the audits and reports and whatnot that, you know, again, company's dead when it's got no money. And if it wasn't for my accountant, there would have been no money a few times. So to the accountant, if I had to pick, like, you know, the most key people in the entire history of Pro Wrestling X, those three people, my wife, the lawyer, and the accountant, would have to be in the top three.
Wow. Well, is there I know we've already done the goodbyes already, but is there anything else you want to add or meaningfully?
I think I'm pretty good. I'll probably think of 20 things as soon as we hang up, but for the most part. And I want to wish you absolutely the best in your development as well. And if you're ever at a point where you're wondering, I wonder what the wrong thing to do here would be, give me a shout. I'll tell you exactly what the wrong thing to do would be.
I'll be sure to keep that in mind.
And, yeah.
Thanks again for taking the time. I know you're busy. You're in crunch time. So you gave us a good hour and 15 minutes of your time just to shoot the shit. So Axe Bomber thanks you. I thank you. Pro Wrestling X fans, thank you. Everybody thanks you.
I just want to make sure I thank everyone who's taken the time to pay attention to what we're doing. It's been a long time, and it takes a great deal of patience to give a shit anymore. But hopefully it's because we've kept in touch every week and shown you what we can show you that has given people, you know, hope to carry on. That we'll actually get something out someday, and it'll be worth waiting for. So I just want to make sure I thank everyone who's still kicking around and still cheering us on.
Big thanks once again to Dave Wisnowski of Pro Wrestling X for agreeing to participate in the first ever Axe Bomber live interview. Be sure to check out ProWrestlingX.com or the official Pro Wrestling X Twitter and Facebook accounts for up-to-date information regarding the Pro Wrestling X Uprising project. Now, after this interview took place, Dave let me take an exclusive look at the most recent build of Pro Wrestling X Uprising. So be on the lookout for an article at AxeBomber.com featuring my initial impressions. And until next time,